Remote Arnhem community and its Sydney partners are celebrating the success of the first stage of an ambitious plan to establish a spring water bottling project. They've sent the first supplies of water from the spring on the edge of their community to the nearest town 170 kilometres away. And as Jane Barden reports, they're hoping the business will provide local jobs and money for a permanent teacher.
For the tiny Mundjawoi community and Yolngu clan leaders from across East Arnhem Land, sending the first truckload of their spring water out to be packaged in cardboard cartons was an exciting milestone.
The water here at Mundjawoi comes from a spring fresh, natural, tasty and clean.
They plan to use the profits to build a packaging plant here. Community leader Roor Willing Urathun says they also want to fund a full-time teaching position.
I'm hoping for my future to become a qualified teacher. We want our kids to go to school here and to become an educator for the future so they can work here in our business.
Their partner Rod Baker says they've already got some customers, including a ferry company.
We're using a contract packer to package our water, and then presuming that we prove that there's enough demand, which we're very confident will happen, then we'll establish the factory here.
It's a very challenging business model trying to start something like this in a very, very remote area of the NT. How are you really planning to make this succeed?
You know, economic sustainability is just numbers, really, isn't it? The money coming in has got to be more than the money going out. And then there's the strength of the brand.
Are you hoping, really, that part of your strength will also come from the community's commitment? Are they actually willing to work in the bottling operation, for example?
Yes, and as they have said themselves, this is for sweat money. This is not for sit-down money.
Yolngu leader and local MP Yinye Markgula says the water is viewed as culturally precious and knowledge-giving.
This place is a place for knowledge ceremonies where a lot of different clan groups come together. It's like a parliament house. The knowledge systems comes from the springs, and that's how it's called, the knowledge water.
The partners have gained $750,000 in seed funding from the federally managed ABA Aboriginal Mining Royalties Fund. Brewa Munungura is the chair of the Yolngu People's MeWatch Employment Organisation, which has also provided $200,000.
This has set a prime example for all homelands to develop a very good business, and we couldn't say no to that.
In parts of Arnhem Land and all over the Northern Territory, we have had white companies starting businesses, hoping that they will succeed, but leading a lot of Indigenous communities down the garden path. Mm. Do you feel really that this is a different thing here that we're seeing with this project?
It's a different thing. It's a people's need. They wanted it. They worked on it for 10, 20 years, you know, and it's our money. Aboriginal money given to an Aboriginal body that really wants to start up their business.
As the first truck drove out, community leader Mapu Urathun found it bittersweet letting the water go.
Feel sad wanting to stay our water back at home.
Feel sad sharing it, but I suppose joyful too, I guess.
Yes. We feel joyful and excited.
Community leader Mapu Urathun speaking there with Jane Barden.